This week's parsha ends one of the strangest stories in Chumash. Mazel tov. It's the story of Yosef and the brothers. And there are many, many different angles how to view this story and understand this story. One is from the point of view of understanding the brothers. Another is from the point of view of understanding Yosef. Another is from the point of view trying to understand the hashgacha, how this whole thing worked. In Bris Mein Absorim, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Yodo Ateda, should know. He said, the children would be a ger in a land that does not belong to them. Va'avodim. They become avodim. V'inu also. They'll persecute them. V'achichen yetzu v'chush gadol. So Klal Yisrael were destined before they came and with Zoch and Eretz Yisrael to go into Golos, come avodim, suffer persecution, and only then to be Zoch and Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is nicknamed Yisurim. So Klal Yisrael had to be Zocha, to go through Mitzrayim. And the Hashgacha arranged it in a certain way, that would happen via Yosef going down to Mitzrayim. Now, Hashgacha Pratis works in a very, very interesting way. On the one hand, every individual has Bechira Chofshis. So, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses our Bechira Chofshis. So the Pasuk says, that Yosef told his dreams to his brothers. Why? According to the Rebbe Chaya, he felt that his dreams were Maros Nevuah, and if he didn't tell them, he would be Kovish Nevuoso. It wasn't some dreams. He felt he was the Madrego of a Novi, and these dreams had the din of a Nevuah, that has to be said. That was his impression. Yaakov Avin, the brothers, hated him. They thought they were dreams. They thought he was a Morid B'Malchus. Malchus goes to Yehuda. Yaakov Avinu wasn't sure. He says, Oviv Shomar es Hadavar. His father, what does it mean? Oviv Shomar es Hadavar. Says Rashi, Yes, he was waiting for it to happen. He was pretty confident that Yosef was the Madreig of a Novi, and the Umaros were Nevuah, and when is this Nevuah going to be realized? Vayikanu Boechov. So, it tells us, brothers were jealous. Yosef knew his brothers hated him. Vayisnu also. Vayochlu Dabra L'Sholom. They hated him. They were jealous of him. Vayochlu Echov Liros Hetzon Aviyim B'Shchem. They're out there in Shchem by themselves. Yosef knows and he understands that his brothers hate him. And he knows if he's going to be alone with his brothers, it's dangerous. That he knows. On the other hand, his father tells him to do something. His father telling him to do something, kibud av v'yeh, means he has to do it. And he goes from Hebron to Shechem. And a person found, and a man found him. And he was wandering, got lost. What are you looking for? And he says, I'm looking for my brothers. So Chazal tells us the story. Ho'ish, 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 ho'ish. Ish means a very significant individual. If you just bumped into someone on the way, not some significant individual. Ho'ish, so. Ho'ish. Says Rashi, ze Gavriel. It's Malach. Kept bumping into, and it says not one Malach. Each time was a different malach. He was getting lost. So he got lost a whole bunch of times. And then, now, what is Yosef doing? Now, Yosef is going on a mission that he understands is very dangerous. Gets lost and gets lost and gets lost. Has every reason to turn back. Every reason to turn back. But Hashgacha arranged it so Yosef, unbelievable kibbutz, and that's what saved him in the end. The brothers, incredible sinner. So what does Hashgacha do? It takes together the Hashgacha arranged that Yosef had all the reason to go back. And the Ramban says, Hagzeir Emes, Yosef is going down to Mitzrayim. That's going to happen. And all the Hishtalus, everything that's going wrong, that's just interesting how the Hashgacha plans it. He gets lost. There's a Malach Gavriel. Gets lost again. There's another Malach there. Gets lost again. There's another Malach there. Hashgacha is arranging. Yosef is ending up by the brothers. Now, the brothers have Bechira Chofshis. So what does Hashgacha do? Hashgacha arranges that Yosef, with his incredible kibbutz, bumps into his brothers who hate him. Each one had bechira chofshis. Each Yosef, in order to be zocha, to be the melech of Mitzrayim, he has to suffer, but in the end, he's the melech of Mitzrayim. He's ruling over Mitzrayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, how serious is your Kibbutz? How serious is your Kibbutz? And that's what saved him in the end. The brothers, they had Bechira Chavshas. The brothers are punished for selling Yosef. Certainly. No Shaila. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses different people's different middos, even though they have Bechira Chavshas. They could have said no. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu would arrange Yosef to go down to Mitzrayim a different way. But the way he set it up was using each one's midah and seeing what would happen with each one's midah. And if something goes wrong, throwing in something in the middle of Malach here, this there, just to make sure it smooths itself out. The idea of Hashgacha Pratis, one of the most fundamental ideas in the Torah. And there are many aspects to Hashgacha Pratis. Kadosh Baruch Hu blesses the world, blesses people, gives them schar, gives them onesh. And there's Hashgacha Pratis in the small little thing, and Hashgacha Pratis on the big things. Anything that Rambam writes, Moreh Nevuchim. Anything and everything that happens to me in this world is a result of Schar V'Onesh. The smallest thing and the biggest thing. The smallest pain and the smallest frustration, the biggest pain and the biggest frustration. Everything is Schar V'Onesh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon in Shemayim. That's on the small. But then there's Hashgacha Pratis also, in general, of life directions. And at each point, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us an Nesoyah. There's a life direction. Do you deserve it or you don't deserve it? Prove to Kadosh Baruch Hu that you do deserve it. And it's all part of your Schar V'Onesh. Yosef, he had his chalom, he had his dream. But those dreams are not necessarily going to come true. Yosef had to survive countless nisyonos to be zocher that. Yosef is sold in slavery. Now, Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim. In today's world, what would happen? Yosef is sold into slavery by his brothers. He's his father's favorite. He feels he's destined for some malchus, being sold into slavery. In today's world, he need a whole team of 10 therapists just to get up in the morning. So, Yosef comes to Mitzrayim. And he's sold. Potiphar. Now, what does the pasuk say? For Yosef, who read Mitzrayim? Vayi ish matzliach, vayi bebeis Adonov hamitzvah, vayar Adonov ki Hashem ito, says Shem Shemayim Shogu b'piv. He took no credit for anything that he ever did. He saw anything, any success he had, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Siyata Dishmai. It's a Birkas Hashem. It's a Matnas Elokim. He's seeing each step, yes. He could have said, listen, my dreams are gone. Forget it. No. Shem Shemayim Shogu B'Piv. He has Shivisi Hashem Shogu. He's there as a slave, in Mitzrayim. And then, but he's surviving that Nisayon. He's keeping up that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Okay. When he birkas Hashem b'chol asher yesh lo b'bayis v'asod. And because, what's the amazing thing of the story, is because the master, Potiphar, says every, sees Yosef saying the whole time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he sees unbelievable hatzlocha b'bayis v'asod. He himself understands that this is not normal. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu running things. Then he has an Asoyan of Eshes Potiphar. That's an Asoyan of Eshes Potiphar. And it's a serious Asoyan, especially described, if you see the way the Medrash describes it, it's an unbelievable Asoyan, the whole story. And it's Shalshelet, Vayimoein. He's trembling there. Vayom Aleshes Adonav. And he tells her, I can't. Now, it's not so simple. It's a young man, and she's promising him everything. It's not only the Torah there, something more. She says, you listen, you're a slave. You listen to me, you'll be freed, you'll be a nobleman, you'll have everything. Now just imagine if Chas v'Shalom Yosef had given in. He gave in. And when he gave in, then he was freed. Someday he'd be an Egyptian nobleman. He's thinking, oh, if I had, who knows what would happen to me if I, you look back. Yeah. It says, Rosh Baruch Hu. Yosef understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu was running the world. And at that point, how do you stand up to such a Nisayon? His deep belief, very deep belief in Hashgacha Pratis. Shem Shemayim Shogav Apiv. Everything he has comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a human being is a human being. This is Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Yosef Shema Shah the Gemara and Sota says, never showed Yos to most Yoknam Shalafiv. He saw his father. And the poor success. Vahi Kayom Azeh, the Machok is Rav and Shmuel. What happened that day? Some say, Mandoma said, he finally said, okay, he's giving in. I'm just the boss of a dumb. Vayazo bivigdo. And Lishkavetzlo Lios Imo, the Pasuk says, says Rash. Afilu below Tashmish, Lios Imo Lolom Abo. Says, listen. Yeinu Chanami. I'll be an Egyptian nobleman. But what's going to happen to my Olam Haba? I'm giving that up. Olam Haba is forever and ever and ever and then forever. And then she grabbed him. Now, you also saw, at that point, he saw two human beings. He saw her, he saw his father. And who do I belong to? I belong to her, I belong to my father. If the image of his father had not been so strong in front of him, he couldn't have stood up to the Nazareth. the same image of his father that got him into trouble. Could have turned back, but no, he had to keep it off. His father said, go to Shrem, go to Shrem. It's dangerous, go to Shrem. You have an excuse, you're getting lost, go back. My father said it, I have to do it. But that's what saved him. He saw, who do I belong to? I belong to her in Olam Hazeh. I belong with my father in Olam Haba. What am I choosing? It's a basic choice people make. Between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Olam Hazeh is a prostor. It's like a corridor. And at the end of the corridor is a gigantic banquet hall. It's a traklin. Hatzken atzmacha b'prozo kedesh tikonos l'traklin. Prepare yourself in this world to go into that banquet hall. So when you're turning over in bed, you want to think, should I get up? I shouldn't get up. I'm really tired. I have a headache. I don't feel well. I'll daven here, I'll daven in my room, I'll daven in 10 minutes, I'll say whatever. You're also making a choice. And in all of your life's choices, remember one thing. When you decide what path you're going on, what career you're going on, where you live, how you're going to bring up your children, there are a million things you're making decide. Keep one thing in mind. Can I get a bigger chelik in Olam Haba or a smaller chelik in Olam Haba? And Yosef's standing there at a tremendous crossroad in his life. And that tremendous crossroad in his life is what's going to make the whole difference. And he sees two images. This woman was throwing herself at him in every way with every taiva that a young man has. Taiva of zus, taiva of money, taiva of position, of covered, getting freed. And he sees, I'll stay in heaven and who knows what's going to happen to me. And then she grabbed his clothes. Now he's strong. And he ran out. But wait a second. Could have spent an extra 10 seconds getting those clothes back. He left the evidence. He left the evidence. But he didn't trust himself for 10 seconds. I got to get out of here. He didn't trust himself. Because he knew the pull. And he didn't trust himself. Just that's all part of Joseph's story. Okay. He's not strong enough to get the clothes back from her. But if he'll stay there another 10 seconds, who knows what will happen. And by Jonas, he ran out of there. Didn't walk out of there. He ran out of there. Okay, so he ends up in jail now. He ends up in jail. Now Yosef's in jail. There's Ashkocha Protus. By He Hashem is Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashgacha Pratis. By Yim Tzuchen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he do? He makes the head of the jail like him. That's the beginning of the Hashgacha Pratis. Okay, now, again, Shem Shemayim Shogu B'Pif. Then, there's the Sahar Ofim and the Sahar Mashkin. This to me is a very key. So Yosef is surviving all the nisyonos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they're the dreams, but the dreams don't come automatically. You have to deserve it. You have to deserve it. That's why I said that Yaakov has to deserve it. Yeah, this is the path. I'll give you the ability to do it, but you have to deserve it. And one day he walks into jail. He's in the jail. He walks in, and what happens? He sees the Sahar Ofim, the Sahar Mashkim. מדוע פניכם רואים היום? Remember, Yosef HaTzadik, great-grandson of Avraham Avinu, the Baal Chesed Baal Midas, he sees two people upset. Nah, two goyim, who cares? If he had done that, the whole story is finished. Whole story is finished. Nothing would have happened. Stop there. But that's not Yosef. Two people are upset. He sits down, so what's the problem? How can I help you? If he hadn't taken that step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is programming it, but wait a second, you have to deserve it. So, the whole time, Shem Shemayim Shogah B'Piv, he sees Hashkoch. Then there's a Nisayan of Eishes Potiphar. Now there's another very slight Nisayan, people don't notice. What do you mean dislike? Do you deserve such a position that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you? What are your midas like? There are two people who have a problem and you see their faces are a little depressed. He sits down with them, so what's the problem? Can I help you? Yeah. Without that, nothing would have happened. And they tell them a story. So they say, we had a dream. Hello, little Kim Pisronim. I'll help you, but I'm not going to help you. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the ability to help you, then I'll help you. Shem Shemayim Shogav Apif. He takes no credit for anything and everything. Anything and everything he achieves and he accomplishes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it for him. He sees the Hashgacha right there. He sees the Siyata Dishmaya right in front of him. And he gives them He tells them what's going to happen. And then he flunks a little bit, just a small little flunk. What is it? He tells the Sarah Mashkim, get me out of here. You've seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu leading you by the hand. You see everything happening. No, sometimes I wonder, Hashtadlis, when a person sees the things that chutz miderach hateva, and he's taking no credit for everything, and he can see it so clearly. It's almost like, you know, when Klal Yisrael see the Yam Suf splitting in front of them, and a Nisim Gedol, I said, wait a second, we need a life preserver. No. In the middle of the night, you don't need a life preserver. He comes to Paro. And what does he tell Paro? And he says, Bilodai, I have nothing to do with Helukim Yane Shlom Paro. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Yosef has his, he becomes the king of Mitzrayim. Now Yosef, when Yaakov Avinu, he wants to sell Yaakov Avinu. You know, tell my father, I need Moshe B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. Wait one second. What does Yaakov Avinu know? The brothers have told him about this horrible man who's terrorizing them. He's cruelty itself. And they're going to come back. You know, Yaakov, you know who that horrible man we've been talking about who's been terrorizing us? It's your son Yosef. And who is your son Yosef? He's the one who's running Mitzrayim. Big deal. See, yeah. What did Yaakov dream about? He'd have Yud Beis Shiftei Koh. We mamshech his derech, the derech of Avraham Avinu. So what does, and what for 11 years, for all these years, 17 to, it's 30, 22 years. Took from 17 to 39. He's wondering what happened to Yosef. Am I going to be Zoche or I'm not going to be Zoche? Because if something happened to Yosef, he doesn't have those Yud Beis Shiftei Koh, and he's not going to be the father of Klal Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu is misabel for two separate things. He's misabel, number one, his favorite son. It's Ben Skunim, his Ben Chakim. He's in Sabal number 2. His whole dream when he goes out to Haran is I should be able to be Mabe Yud Bei Shiftei Koh. He's missing one. He doesn't have those 12. Okay, so who? Now he has 12, but who is he? He's this Egyptian prime minister who's running the country, who's terrorizing everyone who comes in front of him. Big deal. Yosef understood. So what does he do? He sends the Yaakov a message. Vayaris ha'agolos. So what is it he said? You know, Yaakov, what was the last sugi we were learning before I left? Sugi Vegla Ruf. I'm still learning all of those sugis we learned together back in Canaan. Vayaris ha'agolos, he saw that, he heard that. Vatchi ruach Yaakov. Yosef Salad, oh Yosef ben Ichai, the Yosef, my son Yosef, the one I put everything into, is alive, is an Imam Sheikh the Derech. And he runs down to Mitzvah. Now Yosef had an unbelievable koach. When people ask me about chinuch, I say, you want to learn about chinuch? The one person to learn about chinuch from in the Chumash is Yosef HaTzadik. Why? Yosef was in Mitzrayim, in a royal house. And what does he do? He has two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, and he brings them up to be part of the Yud Beis Shiftei Koh. Ephraim, Menashe, Reuven, and Shimon. Unbelievable. And when they go down to Mitzrayim, they say, who goes down to Mitzrayim? Yosef, Menashe, and Ephraim. What do you mean? They're in Mitzrayim. Why are they part of the 70 who are going down to Mitzrayim? The answer is, you are where your mind is. He brought them. Where is their mind? Their mind is back there in Canaan. They're living in Canaan. Why? How did he pull that off? There are three aspects of Yosef that are very key. And those were those three aspects, that is how he weathered all of the nisyonos that happened. Number one, Shem Shemayim Shogu B'Pif. He understood Hashgacha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's running this world down to the finest detail. And he accepted everything as Yad Hashem. And he knew the only way to succeed is that way, accepting Yad Hashem, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, staying Naaman to that. But it was not stam an intellectual thing. He spoke it out every day. Shem Shemayim Shogu B'Piv. He spoke it out. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He kept it in front of him at all times. Number two. What made Yosef different? The image of Yaakov Avinu in front of him. That he could not disappoint Yaakov Avinu. That his chelik was with Yaakov Avinu. And when he stood there with Eishes Potiphar, there were two images right in front of him. One is Yaakov Avinu, and one is Eishes Potiphar. And he has to choose. If he didn't have that image of Yaakov Avinu in front of him, he wouldn't have done it with all the Shem Shemayim Shogu B'Piv, all the Limud HaTorah he had. It wouldn't have worked. There was that image of Yaakov Avinu. And third, he kept learning all of those sugyas he learned with Yaakov Avinu. And that's what kept him. Yes, there is Hashgacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yosef can rule. But Yosef didn't get it just because he had those dreams. Yosef had to earn it. And how did Yosef earn it? He weathered every Nisayon. But what did he have? He had three things going for him. He saw Kadosh Baruch Hu running the world in front of him at all times. Number one. Number two, he had the image of Yaakov Avinu in front of him. Number three, he kept learning that Masorah that he got from Yaakov Avinu. Shem Shemayim Shoga Bapiv. Kimos Nokta Shalom. He kept Vayaras HaGomos. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch gives us all opportunities. Unbelievable opportunities. But we have to be Zolcha. How are we Zolcha? And in the middle of the opportunities, he says, but you're going to have to deserve it. And how do you deserve it? By weathering all those nisyonos. And this Hashgacha Pratis, certainly. But. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure it happens up to the point the people deserving it. Yes, if the brothers had done tshuva, Yosef would have gone down to Mitzrayim a different way. That's going to happen. And Yosef in Mitzrayim, if he's going to come, the Melech HaMitzrayim is going to deserve being the Melech HaMitzrayim. He's going to deserve it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make him deserve it, give him the opportunities to deserve it. And that's how Hashgacha Pratis works. Chumash, countless aspects to the story. It's a very multi-layered story. Me'etz Hashem, we'll keep talking about all of the many other aspects of the story.